This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's talk a little Royals baseball here in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get back to football here coming up in a bit. There were three coaches who got fired yesterday. And to quote The Wire, he a dead man. He walking around just not knowing it. Those are three coaches currently in the National Football League. And I will tell you who they are. Let's talk some Royals baseball before we get to that. JJ Piccolo met with the media earlier today. Here he is talking about what his plan is for the outfield this offseason.
You know, generally speaking, when you're looking at left field, right field, that's where you're thinking about. They're your power guys, you know, and we know this ballpark doesn't lend itself to homers, but it does lend itself to slug. So we've got to be more productive there. And that's where I think being optimistic about some of the guys that we have and looking at the experience they have, I think that's fine. Like we shouldn't be writing guys off. Because they're in their third year in the major leagues. It takes some years to become good major league hitters. Now, along the way, that doesn't mean what Q was able to do this year. You don't help them along. You help them succeed. You know, you don't put them in positions where they're going to fail. So if a left-handed hitter gets a left-handed pitcher, you want to have a right-handed side of that. And if that's how we have to go for the next year or two before guys really become everyday guys, that's the way we'll have to do it. But, you know, clearly, you know, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, you know, if Vinny doesn't get hurt, we got three guys over 100 RBIs. I think we would have been the only team in baseball that would have had three over 100 RBIs. They're carrying the lion's share of the offense and the production, and that's okay. So that should take more pressure off of the back end of the lineup. But, again, the outfield is a spot that we need to be more productive.
That was J.J. Piccolo, general manager of the Kansas City Royals. We were talking about this earlier with Vern, and I'll play for you some of what Vern had to say. I mean, MJ Melendez, in almost every category other than home runs, had a worse season than Michael Massey this year. He had 100 more plate appearances, had less hits, scored less runs than Michael Massey this year, had a worse worse batting average, had a worse on-base percentage, had a worse slugging percentage this year. Like, home runs was really the only offensive category that you can say that MJ Melendez was better than Michael Massey this year. And Michael Massey is not a guy that you are counting on to be a run producer for this team. It sounded to me, and I don't know if I'm putting words into his mouth, Rob. That's why I'm asking the question. 913-586-7965. It sounds to me like they are counting on MJ Melendez to turn into what Mike Moustakas was. Like, their career arc, are kind of similar to one another. And I don't know what it was, but one day we woke up and Mike Moustakas was exactly who the Royals needed him to be. And you're talking about somebody who is 25 years old, somebody who has shown you incredible versatility and the ability to play multiple positions. So I don't think the Royals are giving up on MJ Melendez. He's a cost control player. He does hit for some power, and he does have versatility and, again, cost control, which we know matters to the Royals. So I don't think the Royals are just outright giving up on MJ Melendez. But one of the flaws for this team is once you got past 2 through 4, that you could kind of get to that lineup a little bit. And once they lost the continuity of that 2 through 4, the back half of that lineup just wasn't able to carry you. Now, not many teams in baseball, you are expecting your 6 through 9 hitter to be able to carry you. I mean, it was a black hole of sorts. I mean, these were their three outfielders. They got the most opportunities this year. MJ Melendez played in 135 games. Kyle Isbell played in 136, and Hunter Renfro played in 120 games. So this team was very reliant on those three players. Hunter Renfro got off to a slow start. MJ Melendez was inconsistent, and Kyle Isbell, I just think we know what Kyle Isbell is at this point. He is 27 years old. I don't think there is another level for him to go as a player. I will be very intrigued to know this offseason what kind of outfielder they go look for. They have identified their problem. We need more production from the outfield. Are they going to be a team that picks up a one-year deal and hoping that they can catch lightning in a bottle? Or are they going to be a team that tries to go find their Kendrys Morales, so to speak, to find a guy who can be a DH, who can hit in the middle of your lineup, and they're willing to spend 3 for $45, 3 for $51, and spend the money to go get the bat that can move the needle? That's something we'll obviously have to find out with more information and over time, but I am happy to know that the Royals have identified what one of their problems is. You got to get more production from the outfield offensively.
And I think they know it, and I'm not giving up on MJ Melendez. I think a lot of people hear that quote from JJ Piccolo where they kind of cringe. It takes sometimes more than 3 years to know if you're an every you know day guy. I also, which I understand why people cringe when they hear that, but I also think it's worth noting in that cut he says, but we're willing to do what it takes to, you know, help cue out while they figure it out. Too many times in Royals era's past, it was, we think player X can be an everyday guy, so he is. Okay, well, that's not how it works. He's not an everyday guy yet. He's not on that path, and you are hurting the team by having him out there every day. We can name player after player this team just had blind belief in. They said, trust me, one day he's going to be an everyday guy, and a lot of times it didn't work. What JJ says in that cut that I think is noteworthy is, we don't think some of those guys are there yet, and we will give cue options. So if it's righty, lefty, lefty, righty, however, to give us a break, but we're not giving up on players. That's a good system. Hey, we're going to let you figure it out, but we're going to have you figure it out in limited sample size because we can't have you out there hurting the team every day. I think of Hunter Dozier. Hunter Dozier wasn't an everyday major league player after that one good season, but the Royals kept trotting him out there every day because they kept telling us he's going to be a guy. He wasn't. That's not how they're talking right now. They're talking about supplementing, which I like to hear.
I think one of the problems with this team, and some of it was just due to injury, that they were kind of counting on Hunter Renfro to be those things. They were counting on him to be their 6 and 7 hitter and be able to kind of be an anchor toward the bottom half of that lineup, and that's just not what he was. Now, some of that was he got off to a slow start. Some of that obviously was injury and only played in 120 games this year, but the Royals tried to fix this problem last year with Hunter Renfro, and it just didn't work. That's the game. But the difference, I think, in the small market clubs, I think there's two major differences. When a player like Juan Soto is available in free agency, there are only 3 or 4 teams that can go get him. And the other difference is when the Yankees realize what they need, they have the resources to go get it. And if they miss, they can then take another swing instantly to go get that player. Where if you're the Royals, we've seen the Royals do this our whole life. They will keep trying to make a bad contract work until they can't anymore, and then you'll buy it out at the very, very end. The Yankees, if the Hunter Renfro thing was not working out, they would just get rid of Hunter Renfro and they would just spin the wheel again and try to find another version of him as a player. I obviously don't think that's what the Royals are going to be in the position that they are able to do. Here's one more cut from JJ Piccolo, and I also want to play what Vern had to say. Here's JJ Piccolo talking about the possibility of offseason trades.
very open-minded to it. If we're going to sustain success over a number of years, it's unrealistic to think that every player that puts on a Royals uniform that came out of our minor league system is going to play all 6 years and becomes a free agent. That doesn't mean we're necessarily wanting to do it. It just may be out of necessity, and a lot of that will just be dictated by the interest other clubs have, because you don't do it just to do it. You do it because you can add to your system, add to your major league team. So the value of the player and the interest that the other teams may have in the player is really going to dictate if and when and how that'll happen.
How much more attractive do you feel like this place will be to players that you want to acquire?
Well, just going through our experience last year, a lot of the free agents, brought that to our attention. You have a potential superstar on the field, so it's certainly going to help. It's not going to hurt. When players reach free agency, in my mind, they go through three phases. One, do I belong? Two, how do I stay? And then three, I want to win. And that's when guys reach free agency, they're in that third stage. So they're going to want to go to places that they fit and they believe they can win. And then when you look at some of the foundation that's here right now, I would think we'd be attractive, and Bobby and Salvi would be two of the guys they'd be attracted to.
Rob, do you agree that if the Royals want to make a trade, the player that has the most value is Brady Singer? They would realistically trade. They're not trading Vinny Pasquantino. They're not trading Bobby Wood Jr. Salvi is not going anywhere. Out of the players that they would be willing to move, Brady Singer offers you the possibility at the biggest return. I'm not saying they don't have anything else of value, but MJ Melendez is not bringing you back a piece that you think is going to move the needle for you next year. He's going to be viewed by other teams as a project. I mean, if you trade for Brady Singer, that's a pretty promising piece. I think the question for the Royals this offseason is Brady Singer going to be their Michael Wacha replacement? That they're not going to go out in free agency and do something else. They're going to have Reagans, they're going to have Lugo, and then their third starter for next year is going to be Brady Singer. You also can see that being a possibility as well.
Brady Singer is the biggest, I would say this to your question, Brady Singer of the major league players is the biggest chip they have. I could see a scenario where the Royals do a Will Myers type of trade and they trade some of their prospects that are becoming more highly regarded across baseball. Your Carter Jensens, your Ben Kundras, your that types that are starting to become a little more recognized by your Baseball America types. I could see them moving one of those pieces that aren't per se household names. But to answer your question of the, hey, who's the guy that gets moved that brings back the biggest of the major league players? It's Brady Singer. It seems like the obvious pick.
Yeah, no, it does feel like the very obvious pick to me as well. I want to play one more cut really quickly. Here's Vern. He thinks that everybody is on the table for the Royals.
I know John Sherman would push back with the thought that the Royals are copying how Cleveland and Tampa and Milwaukee, how they go about winning consistently. And I'll give them this. They do things somewhat different in Kansas City, like breaking Bobby Witt Jr. off $300 million. Haven't seen that in those other small market teams. But, the Royals can't stop. The way they built this team, trades, waiver claims, great free agent signings, some homegrown talent, that's what they need to do every single offseason, every single year. You need to win those waiver claims, win those trades. I remember being on with you when they signed Seth Lugo. We liked the deal, but we certainly didn't think they were going to come away with the guy that's going to make 33 starts with a 3 ERA and make it to his first All-Star game. Those are the type of home runs this team needs to hit damn near every year, whether it's a trade deadline deal like Cole Reagans or it's a free agent signing like Seth Lugo. JJ can't stop if they want to win the way that they the way that John Sherman wants them to win, to be in the wild card conversation every single season.
That was our guy, Josh Vernier. If you missed any part of our conversation, check out the podcast page. I'm really excited for the Royals offseason. The Royals really feel to me like the Houston Texans. They had a really solid 2024. It does leave you wanting more, and we'll see this offseason in the NFL. I know it's a different sport. Houston was really aggressive this offseason. Houston got Diggs this offseason. Houston got Joe Mixon this offseason. Houston put themselves in a position where we can talk about them like a team that can win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying the Royals are going to do the exact same thing, but the two feel very, very similar. I am excited to see how aggressive the Royals are over the course of the next 120 days or so. Coming up on the other side, there were three coaches who got fired yesterday. They just don't know it yet. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in a bit, but I want to tell you guys that as I was watching the NFL yesterday, there was something that became very apparent to me. Now, there is this line in The Wire that Marlowe says about Junebug and says the Junebug is a dead man walking. He's just walking around not knowing it. As I was watching the NFL yesterday, there were three coaches that got fired yesterday. They just haven't made the announcement. Let's start in Philadelphia. Oh, Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni. Yes, you are going to be fired at the end of the season of being the Philadelphia Eagles coach. You just don't know it yet.
It looked like you were interacting with some fans at the end of the game. What was going on there?
No, just excited. Just excited to get to win.
Were fans yelling things at you from the...
Just excited to get to win.
Haven't we already had this conversation before? Because it wasn't that long ago, I remember Nick Sirianni was leaving Arrowhead and he was yelling at fans, and then the Eagles season fell apart soon after that. And I remember the big story that the owner kind of came to him and said, let's tone it down a little bit. The thing that makes this so ridiculous regarding Nick Sirianni, this was not a road game. This was a home game, and he is yelling at the fans behind the home bench. Now, at one point in the game, the fans were screaming, fire Nick Sirianni. So you're telling me that right now you don't have the approval of the fan base. Your quarterback looks like he has regressed over the course of the last 18 months or so. And I think the rest of us are starting to ask the question, well, what exactly do you do here? Because you don't call the plays on offense for the team. You don't call the plays on defense for the team. And it doesn't look like you get along with the coach or the fan base. I mean, how much longer do you think that you're going to be the head coach of the team? I believe the Eagles are looking for a reason to get rid of Nick Sirianni. And trust me, they're going to find it at the end of the season. Whenever Nick Sirianni gets fired, I want you to refer back to this conversation as this being the beginning of the end. The Eagles were coming off a bye week. They were coming off a bye. This is when you get healthy. You got A.J. Brown back. You got a healthy Jalen Hurts. You got Saquon Barkley. This is when you're supposed to crush the Cleveland Browns, who have not scored. They didn't score an offensive touchdown on Sunday. They have scored one time in their last 29 drives. This is when, if you're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, this is when you go to work. You want to know who would have smoked Cleveland on Sunday? Baltimore would have smoked them. Buffalo would have smoked them. San Francisco, Kansas City, Detroit, the teams that we actually think are good. Philadelphia walks around like they are one of those teams, but we all know the answer. You are not, and it's because your head coach, well, I didn't say it, but Damian Woody thinks he's a clown.
Bro, that was clown behavior. He looked like Nick Sirianni looked an absolute clown doing all of that. I mean, the fact that you're going to sit up there and argue with people who spend their hard-earned money to come watch you play – if you don't put out a good performance, guess what? They have every right to boo you. And you need to take that because that's part of your job as a head coach. You can't have it one way or the other. Like, it's an all-encompassing job. And for you to sit there and then have your kids in the post game to kind of deflect from, you know, reporters trying to come after you, it's lame, it's weak, he's a clown. It just looks ridiculous. Oh, by the way, you barely beat the Cleveland Browns at home. So don't give me any of that.
Yeah, no,
bro, that was clown behavior.
You want to know what Bill Belichick would never do? That. He would never turn around to the home bench at a Patriots game and start arguing with Patriots fan. You want to know what Andy Reid would never do? What Kyle Shanahan would never do? Guys who have accomplished things in this league, guys who have won championships, guys who have been to Super Bowls, guys who have done it at the absolute highest level. Pete Carroll would have never done anything like this. But of course, if I had told you at the beginning of the week, hey, there's going to be an NFL coach. His team is going to win, mind you, and he is going to spend the end of the game not celebrating with his team, but arguing with the home fans, who do you guys think it is? And the number one answer on the board, Family Feud style, fast money round, it would have been the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I am telling you that the Eagles have fired their head coach. He just doesn't know it yet. He is not going to be the head coach of the Eagles at the end of the season. I told you guys this at the beginning of the year. Nick Sirianni has offensive coordinator at a Power 5 university written all over his resume for next year. That's what he has. He has offensive coordinator at Boston College written all over his resume. It is not going to last too much longer in Philadelphia, especially with the way that Jalen Hurts is playing. He has regressed as a player, and they are going to blame the coach for that, the coach that he doesn't get along with. All right, he is not the only coach that I think got fired this weekend and doesn't know it. Jerry Jones is looking for a reason to replace Mike McCarthy with Bill Belichick. Looking for a reason. You can't give it to him. The last four Cowboys games at the crib, they have been getting smoked. They got smoked in the playoff game. They've played three home games so far this season. They have lost all three of those games. They got embarrassed by Detroit on Sunday. And let me ask you this, if you're a Cowboys fan, because I imagine some of you are Cowboys fans. This is my question. I mean, you can't beat San Francisco. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. You can't beat San Francisco. You just got smoked by Detroit. You lost a home playoff game to Green Bay. I mean, who can you beat? Those are all the good teams in the NFC. Who do you think you can beat? Cowboys fans, who do you think that your coach, who do you think that your team is better than right now in the NFC? Are they better than Chicago? Are they better than the Commanders? Are they better than Minnesota? I mean, right now the Cowboys are maybe the seventh or eighth best team in the NFC. You've been able to justify keeping Mike McCarthy because you've been winning. When you're winning double-digit games every year and you feel like you're right there, you know what? You can justify keeping your job for a little bit. Let this Cowboys team miss the postseason, or let this Cowboys team have another disappointing exit in the postseason. And it looks like they are priming that disappointing exit up. I'm telling you right now, Jerry Jones, you are replacing Mike McCarthy, and Bill Belichick will move to the top of that list. Mike McCarthy has been fired. He just doesn't know it yet. Yesterday was the beginning of the end. I've never seen the Cowboys, at least not under McCarthy. They have not been outclassed like that, not with healthy Dak Prescott. They got beat like that last year. Remember they played the Eagles on Sunday Night Football and Cooper Rush was the starting quarterback? There was that two-week stretch where people were arguing that Cooper Rush should be their starting quarterback. That was a silly time in NFL conversations. They got blown out in that game. Since then, the Cowboys, we can get our jokes off about the Cowboys. They have been competitive for the most part. They were not competitive yesterday. I'm telling you, it was belt to behind for a full 60 minutes yesterday. The Lions could have beat them the way that the Dolphins beat the Broncos last year if they really wanted to. That Cowboys team is just broken. That Cowboys team cannot run the football, like really at all. They cannot run the football, and they have one decent receiver to throw the ball to. That is not a good recipe. Like, their roster is built wrong, and you're not going to fire the general manager. You're not going to fire the quarterback you just got paid. There's only one person left to fire. That person is the head coach. He has been replaced. He just doesn't know it yet.
Isn't this the second time they've been outclassed like that this season? Didn't the Saints walk into Jerry World and smoke them the same way? Like you mentioned, they haven't been outclassed like that. It's been twice this year.
Yeah.
Now, at least with the Lions, I know it's still weird to be a part of this and say, oh, well, the Lions are good. That one you can kind of look past. There is no reason the Saints should have walked into Jerry's World and cooked them the way they did. I have long thought Mike McCarthy was a bumbling idiot. And frankly, his loss last year to the Packers kind of proves my point. He just kept gobbling up wins against a bad division. Lo and behold, the division's getting better, and suddenly he stinks. Bill Belichick will be the Cowboys coach so fast. So fast. It's going to be the real question will be, do they give him pro personnel control or not? Because that's the only thing left to discuss. He is the coach of the Cowboys at this point.
I have one more coach who got fired yesterday and just doesn't know it. I really wanted things to work for Antonio Pierce, but I'm just not confident that it's going to work for Antonio Pierce. I mean, we can see this coming a mile away, right? The Raiders should be open for business. You know who the Raiders should call to see if they want Max Crosby? They should call the Lions. They should call the Lions right now. You just lost Aiden Hutchinson. You need a pass rusher. We've got a young, available pass rusher, and we would like your first-round pick, and we would like some other things if you would like Max Crosby on your team. They should make that phone call right now. Whatever they are doing right now, stop what you're doing, and I would call the Lions and see if we can get a first-round pick for Max Crosby. I think it's also very clear that Devontae Adams is not playing for them anymore. I know you saw the little sneaky stuff they tried to do. They put it out through Adam Schefter. Well, you know, there's a chance that Devontae Adams might stay in Las Vegas. No, it's not. No, it's not. He's not playing for the Las Vegas Raiders anymore. You guys are trading him at some point between now and November 5th. I know it. You know it. He knows it. And you guys are getting lowballed with offers. Teams are coming into you trying to buy them for 30 cents on the dollar, and you guys are mad. So now you're going to say, well, we might just keep them then. No, you're not keeping them. You're not re-signing him this offseason. His contract expires, and he has value right now. It would be organizational malfeasance if you kept Davante Adams on this team. You have to trade Davante Adams at some point between now and then. So, Antonio Pierce, I'm telling you, I can see it. I pulled out my crystal ball. Miss Cleo, Cleo Dot, I've seen it. They fire you. And they bring in a young, hotshot, offensive-minded head coach to go draft their quarterback and start over. You can just see it with the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, you can just see it. These last 2 weeks, they've just been – their losses this season for the Raiders. They got blown out at home against Carolina. You should never get blown out by Carolina. I don't care where that game is. They got blown out by Carolina. They got blown out by the Broncos. And they just got blown out by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can see the 5-12 season just currently loading up for the Las Vegas Raiders. And they're going to be sitting there with the fifth overall pick. And they're going to have a chance to take Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders. And do you want Antonio Pierce coaching and being the coach of your young quarterback? The answer is probably going to be no. So those are three coaches right now. I am telling you, they got fired this past weekend, and they just don't know it. The Cowboys have fired their coach, the Eagles have fired their coach, and the Raiders have all made a coaching change, and they just will not announce it until the end of the season.
Can I, any other names? Just those are the three. Because I'm curious, where's Kevin Stefanski's name?
You know what, though? I actually did forget one person. Doug Peterson.
Oh, well, yeah. That
Doug Peterson got fired, too. There's four coaches that got fired this weekend. Doug Peterson got fired. Now, I actually think if Jacksonville was coming home, I think he would have got fired yesterday. I think he would have got fired. I think he got saved by the fact. Now, if they get handled by New England, that's another bad team that cannot score. If New England beats Jacksonville this weekend, cooked, done, over. He might stay over there. He might take his passport from, you cannot come back with us. You got to figure your own accommodations. So, no, there's actually four coaches that got fired this weekend. Doug Peterson got fired this weekend. That is an organization that is simply just, they're stuck. And maybe it's not Doug Peterson's fault. Maybe it is Doug Peterson's fault. They are an organization that feels stuck. 2 years ago, they won their division. They beat the Chargers at home. And you felt good about the direction of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that was the last time that you felt good about Jacksonville. Literally at Arrowhead for the second round of the postseason a couple years ago, that was the last time that any of us felt good about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Since then, they have completely fallen off the rails, and we all know how this goes. Someone has to answer for it. So, no, thank you. I missed one person. My bad. There were four coaches that got fired this weekend. Doug Peterson with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he got fired too. There's no nothing with Jacksonville. There's no spark. There's no energy. There's no hope. There's no direction. Somebody has to answer for that with their job. It's Jacksonville.
Okay, so is it four now? And I don't understand why it's not a five. Kevin Stefanski is coaching the worst quarterback in the NFL. We talked early about how Deshaun Watson, Mr. Nasty Man, is awful.
Please call him correctly. He is Mr. Nasty Man.
He is unplayable. The stats back that up. He hasn't thrown for a first down in however many games, which is just mind-boggling from your quarterback. They just lost to the Eagles. No one's talking about it because Sirianni's yelling at fans. But Kevin Stefanski and the Browns are an absolute clown show. How is he not on your list? Because he's the offensive guru, and Deshaun Watson looks like just beyond lost at quarterback.
If you fire Kevin Stefanski, if you choose Kevin Stefanski over Deshaun Watson, you deserve everything bad that happens to you as an organization. I'm serious. You deserve
financially. They have to make that pick, though.
Well,
right?
Okay. You're right. They have to make that decision. You are right. They absolutely have to do it. I'm telling you that all of us see that Kevin Stefanski is not the problem. Their quarterback is the problem. Now, at some point, as the owner, the money is gone. There's nothing you can do about the money you have paid Deshaun Watson. That is what guaranteed means. Guaranteed means It doesn't matter if he throws for 500 yards or 5 yards, you owe him X amount. Well, at least give your team a possibility. Like, teams in the NFL work because you have belief in your system, your structure, and your quarterback. How can you believe in the quarterback right now if you're the Cleveland Browns? If you're the other 52 guys in that locker room, how can you trust that person to be the one that leads you? How can you do it? So maybe the Browns fire Stefanski. Stefanski will be at the top of most of these other teams' lists. You know who should hire Stefanski? The Raiders should then. If you're telling me, I saw what you did in Cleveland when you had last year, they were better when they didn't have Deshaun Watson. When they had Joe Flacco and DTR and all these other guys, they were better. The Raiders should hire Kevin Stefanski then if that happens and pair him with their young quarterback. Whoever they get, Quinn Ewers, Carson Beck, Shedeur Sanders, go get Kevin Stefanski. Tell him we need you. Look at our division now. We've got Andy Reid. We've got Harbaugh. We need somebody like you with a proven track record who can get the most out of their offense. Please come save us. It would be one of the worst decisions if the Browns pick broken Deshaun Watson over Kevin Stefanski.
I don't disagree, but you and I both know how sports works. When there is failure at this level,
somebody's got to answer for it.
Someone's got to answer for it with their job. That you don't just go to the press conference and say, listen, we came up short, guys. I'm sorry, I don't have to tell you. Time's yours. You pay for it with your job. And ownership at every turn, for reasons beyond understanding, has supported Deshaun Watson. They gave him the contract. They traded for him. They defended his transgressions. They have always defended Deshaun Watson, which, again, boggles the mind. If someone has to pay for it with their job, it feels like it has to be him. I agree with you. Stefanski's a good coach. He will get hired by someone. He will be a Coach of the Year candidate next year. Hey, you went from the dregs of the league in Cleveland to good in Jacksonville. Congrats on Coach of the Year. That is a storyline to watch out for. But someone gets canned when you lose all the time, and the Browns just keep losing.
No, and that's fair. I can't disagree. I can't dispute anything that you're saying. I think we just know enough that is going to be a mistake. I do want to tell you this. Now, I say this all the time. I would not consider myself to be a fan of any one specific NFL team. I just like the league as a whole. The only team I would consider myself to be a fan of is Missouri. Missouri basketball, Missouri football. Sure, I want the Chiefs to win. I want the Chiefs to do well. But it's also just my job. Your fandom just changes over time when that becomes your job. But I will say, Rob, that I have adopted an NFL team this year. Now, it feels good. This might be the earliest I have ever adopted an NFL team. But you know what? I cheer for the Commanders.
Those haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
That's who I'm cheering for the rest of the season. I'm Commander Dot from now on. Please refer to me as Commander Dot. I am not Chargers Dot, even though the Chargers look like a playoff team. And I said that at the beginning of the year, and everyone scoffed at me. Oh, you always pick that. They're like a playoff team to me, certainly in the AFC. Find me seven teams that does not include the Los Angeles Chargers. But I would like to officially hand in my transfer papers. I don't want to be Chargers Dot anymore. I want to officially be...
Haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
That's who I'm cheering for the rest of the season. So you guys are going to have to accept that. If you call me Chargers Dot, I'm blocking you. It's that simple. I have to block you because that's not my name anymore. I'm officially changing my name. You can do that. You can do that. You can wake up one day and just change your name. That's what I'm officially changing my name. I am no longer Chargers Dot. Please refer to me as Commanders Dot. They are one of my favorite teams to watch so far. I'm always smiling and happy when they come up on Red Zone. I like their offense. I like their pieces. I like the uniforms. I like the names. I'm a Commanders fan. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I told you guys that I've officially picked up the Washington Commanders as my team for the season. Someone on the text line asked a really good question. CDOT, I will approve this transaction, but I need to know if the Chiefs play Washington in the Super Bowl, what team are you going to cheer for? How many more Super Bowls do you guys think you need? You already have three of them. At this point, you don't think it's being a little bit selfish? You don't think you can share and let other teams win sometimes? You guys just want to win all of them, every single one? No, share a little bit. That's, see, Brady shared. Brady let other people win Super Bowls. Brady let Peyton win one. Hey, Eli, you know what? I'll let you get a couple, too. Russell Wilson, you can have one or two. Why can't Patrick Mahomes let Jaden Daniels win one for me? For good old Commander Dot. That's who I'm cheering for. I'm cheering for the Commanders for now until the rest of the season. And I will say, though, that I do reserve the right to change my pick at any point in the upcoming, like, something happens with the Commanders I don't like, I can void the deal. That's the rules that I'm setting for this.
I mean, I'm stunned you made this trade now. Right when the Chargers are about to reascend because of good coaching and quarterback play,
I might come back. I mean, it's possible I can come back. At this point, though, I have to cheer for a C team. Like, I can't be Jets Dot. That doesn't make any sense. There's not that many teams that I can cheer for. You guys have given me Chargers Dot, and I'm trying to reject it. I don't want to be Cleveland Dot. You guys called me Cincy Dot for the longest, but I can't root for them. Have you seen their offense? I can't cheer for them. So I have to pick a team that stays within the brand. That's why I've picked the Commanders.
I mean, you're not going to be Cleveland Dot?
No. I don't want to be on Nestor Nasty Man's team in any capacity.
Carolina Dot is right there for the taking.
Someone on the text line says, let's be real, Carrington. The moment the Chargers win 3 or 4, you're jumping back on the wagon. Yeah, no, of course. 100%. No, I will definitely be back. Let the Chargers keep cooking up a little bit. I will be there. Rob, I do have a question, and we'll get back to very serious things, but some might deem this to be very serious. You guys renovated Allen Fieldhouse? I saw the renovations. What did you do? Because the renovations that I've seen, it don't really seem that renovated to me. They added a couple of scoreboards. That's what they added. And they added some seat backs. Because, you know, most of those seats are bleacher seats. Your back kind of hurts. You got to go rent a seat. So you've added about 1,100 of the seat backs. That was $50 million worth of renovations. Where'd the money go? Is that how you got that recruiting class? That's where the money really went, wasn't it? The money really went to try to get the number one ranking. That's what it is. Because there's no way, based on what I'm reading here, that was worth $50 million. They added two scoreboards. They updated the concession stands, and they added some seat backs. They didn't even add air conditioning in that place. And if you've ever been to Allen Fieldhouse, you know it's hot in there.
Gets warm.
It's a furnace in there. You're in there. You're trying to fan your shirt. It's hot. There's no way this cost $50 million. Some of that money went to Hunter Dickinson.
They got a new floor, too, as I understand.
Oh, they got a new floor. Oh,
had to widen some concourses. Had to upgrade some stuff.
That's what it was. Okay. So that's what they got. They got a new floor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the $50 million
went. You got to put the circus font on anything and everything possible on the stadium.
Did they move the rules of basketball? Or is it still next to the rally house?
I believe they made that rally house a bar now.
Oh, it's a bar now.
Who knows?
That would be crazy.
Is that better or worse? I don't know.
Are you excited about KU? They got the preseason number one ranking. I mean, you want to talk about me being bandwagon. This news comes just at the right time. Football season is ended for KU fans. You get this news that your team is going to be ranked preseason number one. The schedule is out. The Big 12 is going to be stacked and loaded this year. Was it 5 teams in the top 10? It's like 7 teams in the top 25. It's going to be a fun, competitive Big 12 season this year. You guys are preseason ranked number one. It's funny how right when football season ended, we get great news about the basketball. The court looks all new and shiny. They got the old circus font uniforms coming back. It's going to be a great year of basketball. I love that first game of the season in the Champions Classic when both teams shoot 7 for 41 from three and you guys tell me how great college basketball is. That's one of my favorite days of the year. It's always so enjoyable. Both teams shoot 22% from the field and you guys are telling me how great and well played the game were because the kids dive on the floor for loose balls. I love the start of college basketball season here in Kansas City. Big fan.
Fun fact, not the first game of the year anymore. Carolina is now the first real game of the year for KU. I mean, they had like Howard or someone, but they're first like.
Are you going to that game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I might miss the show that day.
Okay, of course.
Because
you're going to put that over work? That's what I mean.
When was the last time North Carolina came to Kansas? I come to Kansas every day for work. I'm going to take one to see Tar Heel Blue in Kansas.
What do you think Roy's going to wear for that game? Do you think Roy's going to...
I don't think Roy goes.
You don't think Roy's going to be there?
I don't think Roy can go.
You don't think Roy can... You're telling me North Carolina and Kansas are going to play each other and Roy is not going to be at the game. Then why are they playing each other then if Roy's not going to be there? That's the Roy Williams classic. Roy has to be there at center court and he's got to do like the Mama Kelsey thing where he's got where he's got to wear a Nick Collison front with a Michael Jordan back. Yeah, you got to go to the game. What are we doing?
He can't, because if he goes to the game in Carolina Blue at Allen, he gets booed. If he goes to the game in KU Blue, he can't go home.
He's got to be Mama Kelsey.
He's just not going. He's a pass.
Yeah, he's got to be Mama Kelsey. That's why.
I imagine he's a skip.
I can't believe that. That's terrible. I can't believe we would do all of this work to get them to finally play each other. And this is an on-campus game. Really surprised. I don't know why I was looking up Kansas basketball schedule earlier today. This is going to show you that
preseason number one, baby.
Yeah, I was. Woo-hoo! Once they were preseason number one, then I was like, oh, who do they play? You guys don't have your usual. You play UTEP at the Sprint Center game this year. What happened? We're losing recipes at KU, man. You guys don't play your normal. We're just going to play some random Power Five school and incorporate that in your season ticket package. You guys are too good to play that game in Allen, at T-Mobile Center now. What happened to that game?
We have that game next year. It's called Missouri.
Oh, they do play Missouri next year.
Yeah.
They do. Okay. All right. Well.
Actually, it's this year, Columbia, then
I think the
Kansas
next
City,
two.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I think the next two. Yeah, because it was supposed to start earlier because of COVID, but they pushed it back. Do you think Missouri wins a game in the next 3 years against Kansas, or do you think they just keep getting the beats?
Their best chances this year because Kansas City versus Columbia are different energies.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you that.
Are you going back to Columbia this year? KenPom has Mizzou just outside the top 50.
Probably, yeah. I'm telling you that I've been to two of these three games. They've not been fun. It's just been watching my team just get their teeth kicked in by KU the two times. I'll never forget. I was at the game last year, and I was kind of excited. And one of the KU fans stood up and was like, it's the first half. And I looked at him. I said, I was at the game last year. Just let me enjoy this moment. You guys are going to win, but let me be happy for just a little bit. Everybody around started laughing. And then obviously KU just started pummeling Missouri like they have for basically most of my existence. You know what? I just want to win one of the games in this series. They don't got to win this year. But can they win one of these next three games against KU? I think it's possible. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get to the Royals. They had their end of the season press conference today, so we'll play for you what J.J. Piccolo had to say. We'll get through all the action this past weekend in college football and the NFL. This was a great college football weekend. We got another good weekend coming up next week in college football. We'll recap all of that, and I have a couple of thoughts about the Kansas City Chiefs as we are less than 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.